Well, Ben, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Next week during spring break for Knoxville High School, you guys are actually, as a high school band, taking a spring break trip. Explain where you're going and what you're doing.
We're going down to New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a trip that's kind of become tradition throughout the Knoxville band culture. Actually started the previous director, Ross Sleeper, and I was in the band at that time. He took the first trip in 2005, as I'm a Knoxville alum. And so we're just kind of honoring the tradition of going down there for our spring break trip.
Why New Orleans? What's in New Orleans that makes it such a good band trip?
I think New Orleans offers a lot in the realm of education. When we try to plan a trip, we of course want to have fun, but at the same point, we want to also be able to go down there and glean something from, you know, A, either culture, or B, some educational values that we can get from the trip. New Orleans is culturally one of the richest places in the United States, arguably the most. And there's also a whole lot of opportunities down there for our kids to learn some things about the culture, as well as a few other things. For instance, we're touring the National World War II Museum while we're down there for a few hours, and so that'll be an opportunity for kids to not only learn some new culture, but also revisit some things that they may have learned in school and history and the such.
Yeah, kind of go through the agenda for us. You mentioned the World War II tour in there.
Yeah, that's a tough. We're having trouble with that one too.
Go ahead and let us know what else you guys are doing.
Well, we'll tour the World War II Museum as well as Mardi Gras World, which is the huge warehouse where they build all the floats that happen throughout the celebration of Mardi Gras. And from what I can remember of that place, it's almost magic. You go in there and you see the behind the scenes of what it takes to get a float going, and they really walk you through everything and make it an interesting time. A lot of what we're doing will be kind of just touring New Orleans, the Riverwalk area, the French Market, Spanish Plaza, Artillery Park, and while we're down there, also partaking in the cuisine, a little flavor from New Orleans. One of the events we'll be having is the New Orleans School of Cooking, and that's actually kind of like a concert hall where there's a big mirror up front. It's almost like a TV cooking show that you'd see, except much more interesting. The person that puts on the meal is actually an entertainer, and so he'll have students come up and help him with the meal, and he'll talk about what he's doing with the food, as well as, from what I remember, he's basically a comedian. So he's entertaining us the whole time and makes the meal that we're going to eat right in front of us. And so that was a very high point when I was on the trip. While we're down there, we'll have two performances. I talked about Artillery Park and the Spanish Plaza. Those are our two performances. We have one on Wednesday and one on Tuesday, the day before. So not only are we taking in some educational values, but we're also having an opportunity to perform down there so these students can become nationally accredited touring musicians.
And you talked about the culture of New Orleans, and really specifically the music culture is well known down there. Obviously, the jazz music is very well known, and that's a great opportunity. I imagine a lot of street musicians, the students may see that sort of thing.
There'll be street musicians all over the place. Included in our trip, we're also touring Preservation Hall, which is the oldest jazz hall known in existence. We're talking dirt floor, wooden pews, you know, cats and dogs running around during a set. And I'm serious about there being a cat down there. It's the Preservation Hall cat, from what I remember when I was down there. And it's just kind of walking around as you hear some of the greatest musicians you'll ever hear playing this very intimate setting in New Orleans down there for Preservation Hall.
How many students are you going on this trip?
We have 40 students going on the trip.
So some chaperone help too, I imagine, a lot of things to make this work.
Yep, we've got four chaperones going as well as myself to kind of handle some logistics while we're down there.
What do you think that the students will get out of this trip overall?
Overall, I hope that they have a fun time. Two things that I stress while on a trip is that we have to have fun and we have to be safe in order for it to be a good trip. One without the other, it's not a good trip. So I really hope that we have some fun while we're down there. All the other stuff, you know, we're talking about the education stuff, that's, I don't want to say a secondary thing, but we want to make the education fun for the students. And so by going on a trip like this, by enriching their experiences with the educational aspects of the trip, we hope to make it all just a very good time.
And I guess one other question that people always are kind of curious about, how long's the drive?
Oh my goodness. Google Maps says it's 14 and a half hours, but after you calculate in stops, you know, for dinner, bathroom breaks, overnight stop and whatnot, it'll probably be closer to 17 hours before we get there.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to add today?
we're just looking forward to our trip down there. I'm looking forward to the point that we're off the bus because I don't travel well. I cannot sleep on a bus to save my life. So I'm looking forward to being down there.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being here today.
You bet. I appreciate it.